Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Adam Smith's The Wealth of Nations is a foundational text in the field of economics, first published in 1776. It represents a comprehensive exploration of economic principles, market dynamics, and the nature of wealth creation. Smith's keen observations and analytical insights into the functioning of economies provide the groundwork for classical economics and offer a lens through which the economic development of nations can be understood and fostered. Through this work, Smith introduces the concept of the invisible hand, illustrating how individual self-interest in a free market leads to economic prosperity. The Wealth of Nations is not only a treatise on economics, but also an enduring commentary on the social and moral implications of economic freedom and activity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the division of labor. Adam Smith introduces the concept of the division of labor as a key mechanism for economic growth. He argues that dividing production processes into smaller, specialized tasks significantly increases efficiency and productivity. This specialization allows workers to become highly skilled in their specific tasks, reducing the time and effort required to produce goods. Smith illustrates this with the famous example of a pin factory, where the division of labor allows for vastly greater output than if each worker were responsible for producing pins in their entirety. This principle, Smith posits, underlies the expansion of markets and the overall wealth of nations. Through specialization, economies can grow, diversify, and increase their capacity to generate and distribute wealth. Secondly, the principle of the invisible hand. Adam Smith's concept of the invisible hand is perhaps one of his most enduring contributions to economic theory. It describes the self-regulating nature of the market, where individual pursuits of self-interest inadvertently benefit society as a whole. This principle suggests that when individuals engage in commerce, seeking to maximize their own gain, they necessarily contribute to an efficient allocation of resources, which leads to the betterment of society. Smith argues that this process works best in the absence of excessive government regulation, allowing the invisible hand to guide the market towards equilibrium and efficiency. This idea underpins the advocacy for free markets and limited government intervention in economic activities. Thirdly, the theory of moral sentiments. Although technically elaborated in a separate publication, Smith's theory of moral sentiments deeply influences The Wealth of Nations. In it, Smith explores the human capacity for sympathy and argues that moral reasoning is foundational to economic interactions. He posits that our ability to understand and share the feelings of others shapes our actions in a commercial society. Economic exchanges are not devoid of ethical considerations. Rather, they are embedded within a framework of social norms and moral judgments. This intersection of economics and morality suggests that economic decisions are influenced by human empathy and ethical considerations, challenging the notion of purely rational self-interest driving economic behavior. Fourthly, the role of government. Smith outlines a specific, limited role for government within the economy. He advocates for the protection of society from invasion, national defense, the administration of justice, protecting individuals from injustice or oppression, and the creation and maintenance of certain public works and institutions that the market cannot profitably provide, such as roads, bridges, and schools. Beyond these roles, Smith warns against government overreach into economic affairs, arguing that excessive regulation and control can stifle innovation, efficiency, and growth. His vision promotes a balance where the government provides essential services and infrastructure, fostering an environment in which markets can function effectively and freely. Lastly, mercantilism and free trade. Smith criticizes mercantilism, the prevalent economic theory of his time, which emphasized the accumulation of gold and silver, high tariffs, and export subsidies as means to increase national wealth. He opposes these practices, arguing that they distort the natural flow of economic activity and hinder the potential for universal prosperity. Instead, Smith champions free trade, asserting that it allows for the efficient distribution of resources and increases the wealth of nations as a whole. By advocating for the removal of trade barriers and restrictions, Smith lays the groundwork for the modern free trade system, promoting economic freedom as a pathway to prosperity. In conclusion, Adam Smith's The Wealth of Nations is more than just an economic text. It's a profound exploration of how wealth is created, distributed, and consumed within societies. It offers insights valuable not only to economists, but to anyone interested in the mechanisms of markets and the principles of economic liberty. Smith's emphasis on the division of labor, the invisible hand, moral sentiments, the role of government, and free trade are foundational concepts that continue to shape economic policy and thought. This book is essential reading for policymakers, business leaders, and individuals aiming to understand the dynamics of economies and the principles of prosperity. Its lessons on efficiency, freedom, and the moral underpinnings of economic transactions offer timeless wisdom on the creation of wealth and well-being. If you would like to support Adam Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.